Ian, there was much appreciation of your explanations of things last week. A bit of a upsurge in interest in Ion again. Once again, the people were intrigued by Ion's speculations and theories about this and that. So we thought we'd get Dr. Dean back on the case and review some of her review some of the questions that came out of a re-listening of last week's major manifesto by you, Ion, on the topic of the hypothalamus versus the heart. So, Carolyn, you want to go to our first question?
Sure, Bob.
Hi, Ion. You said that your little man, meat sack body, has to qualify for an ascension position, or is that you meant little men think that they have to qualify?
Go to qualify, it'll change it a little bit.
You mean look up the definition of qualify?
Yes.
You don't have to look it up, but define it in your perspective to answer your question.
Yeah, qualify would mean to someone that they don't think that it's permitted or that they're not acknowledging it.
We can go with acknowledge. It's okay. Because if you're not careful, they'll slip off the chains.
So you mean that little man is already ascended if he would just acknowledge it?
Well, there's a little more to it. You can say yourself, you can think good thoughts and have affirmations and be all positive. And we're positive. Some of you are fucked.
Okay. So is that enough for that answer, Bob?
No. Let's bring in the factor that Ian said. We had to distinguish between going from ascension to little man or little man to ascension in stating the sequence of movement from the tonalities to the cell, to the words, to the autonomic system, to the hypothalamus, to the pericardium, to the heart. That's you put the hypothalamus before the heart when you're going from ascension to little man Ion, or when you're going from little man to ascension, do you put the hypothalamus created before the pericardium or before the heart?
Too many words. You don't even know what you're speaking about. From a little man's perspective, you couldn't tell. From the little man's perspective, you wouldn't know. And from an ascended man's position, you wouldn't ask.
Well, I'm the union leader for the in-between, Mr. In-Between.
Oh, the un-ion.
It was a bit confusing whether the hypothalamus was created after the autonomic system and before the heart, or was the heart created before the hypothalamus, I guess we'd say, in the fetus. Is there an order there, or does it depend on which direction we're going? Not too many words.
Where you're landing from.
From where you're landing from. Well, that's both ways.
Well, that's right. That's the point. In the land that your grandchildren knew. That's the point.
Okay, so we define tactility as the interplay of on and off. Is that in both directions, as you just said? Is tactility expressed that going back in both places at the same time or both directions?
From a manipian standpoint, okay. But if you leave the satire out of it, you really aren't speaking, are you?
You wouldn't be speaking. Well, I don't know about that. Do you mean that the ascended person doesn't speak that way?
We could.
Let me say it this way, Ion. You were always talking about and from the ascended position. So in the ascended position, it matters not about cell, hypothalamus, pericardium, heart. So the only place that those questions come in would be when someone is descending from being ascended to little man.
On your path, if you go reverse the Emmaus road, that'll help you in your conversation. You remember the difference between the Damascus Road and the Emmaus Road? The Emmaus Road is a slow, easy path where you're walking and talking mm-hmm. with the Lord, trying to figure it all out. But it's like you're on the way back to the crucifixion, to the tomb, from ascending. And then it says, don't touch me. My ascension has not completed.
Well, that's going towards Emmaus. Going back to the cave, is that going back to ascension? I mean, going back to little man? To death?
Well, see, that's the reason we asked the question. We're qualifying it to say, from your perspective, which way do you want it? Both can apply, because what you call the Christ was already on that road, and it was ascended before, during, and after the whole process. But you keep asking the question, and we're okay with that, but you're trying to get the connection between when the hypothalamus is attached and when it's not attached, or when it's activated or not activated, or when it applies or doesn't apply, in the matter of the heart. That's what you're asking. And that's the point.
So there's an interplay between the heart and the hypothalamus, depending on which direction you're going, or in both directions?
So, Bob, you asked, is there an interplay with the heart? Well, yeah, that's what we're asking. But what Ion just said, it's a matter of the heart. We should bring in now, you know, the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. So is that where the middle kingdom and the emotion of the heart define whether or not you want to ascend or descend, or help define? Is that the question?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have anything to do with that. You all want to ascend. You all want to come back in your place of power. You just wanted to be so powerful that you could.
You're saying that if we did want that, or you're saying we all want that?
Do.
We all want that. But could we? So it comes back to deciding that we can, rather than keeping on questioning. We just say, okay, I want to, let's go.
And does that activate chromosome 14?
Nope, it does not.
Does chromosome 14 have to enter into the processes?
Nope, it does not.
Is chromosome 14 only for the ascended state?
Well, that's almost a trick question, so we would say yes. But other aspects apply. You know, are you still beating your wife? Yes, then stop beating your wife. If you're not, then you stopped beating, so you're admitting that you did beat your wife. You see, it's kind of a tangle up there.
So is the chromosome 14 in between or near the process, the communication between the heart and the hypothalamus?
Not the heart, but the pericardium.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It is in the interplay.
You say, yeah, but there's a difference. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference in the difference.
So the heart is not involved in this. The heart is just protected.
No, it's completely separate.
Does it represent non-physical in the communication in the body?
No, but it can be a placeholder sometimes.
Or non-physical.
Potentially, yeah. Because like when they crucified Christ and they took the spear and gouged it in his side, at first there came water. That was the pericardium fluid. And then the blood, when they pierced the heart, that's how that connection came. So the blood, that blood of the Lamb, the perfect blood and the water, the commingling of it together from that aspect of the connection of the hypothalamus and how the pericardium comes into a place where it attaches to the heart and the aorta, and how you can put a pig in your heart and it still works, but you can't do other things at the same time, and how you can pull back into the pacemakers and how they take and change the frequency and pull the frequency back to make the hypothalamus respond, to make a gigabyte and a half of resolution to allow it to flow, and once it does flow, it turns on the brain, and the brain gets out of the way, and the hypothalamus thinks, oh, it's wonderful.
So it's about the pericardium, Bob. The connection, rather than being the heart, the pericardium has to be talked about, because it's the pericardium that attaches to the body. The heart is separate.
And what did he just say about the heart in that little rant?
Just that there was the blood aspect of the heart and the commingling.
Oh, yeah, the commingling.
I have something to say, Bob. It just comes out of what I was looking at today, which is a really nice overview of what RNA drops lysine and chromosome 14 that seems to apply right now a bit. It was February 26, 2014, regarding the use of RNA drops with lysine on chromosome 14. Now, lysine is in RNA drops. Ion says, all you are trying to do is completely change the body so it can accept the new conditional responses. The body always responds to the new problem. Lead paint, bad water, too much sun, not enough sun, poisons, irritants, allergens. It's just the bias created by the body to respond to. To soften this, you are shifting and changing the body so it can stand the new world as God. If you are not God yet, then it becomes a shifting of one pair of clothes to another, as if you are donning a new cloak. The cloak is the issue that lysine will unlock. The unlocking of the cloak allows a seamless transition within and without the actual gene strand. The gene strand of chromosome 14 allows the body to accept predicated RNA, which has shifted. The shifting, which will be completed with the bread of life, will then simply change the way the pancreas processes enzymes. And I think Ion said the shifting will be completed with the bread of life and the living water. And then he says change the way the pancreas processes enzymes. And, you know, he immediately read what I was going to say and said, yeah, you're going, wait a second, Ion, the pancreas does not process enzymes. Oh, but it do. And then he went into, if it's all at once, it's too much, so it must be a drip process.
Where do we get lysine?
It's in RNA drops.
And what is it?
Lysine is an amino acid, and in the RNA drops it becomes a trimethylysine, so an even more potent or
right,
powerful.
I remember talking, he talked a lot about the lysine as a very important amino acid.
Right.
Not necessarily the most important.
I think it's the most important.
Now, why would that be?
Ion?
Has to be.
Is it because of its electron and proton connecting particles? I mean, the numbers of electrons, the way the electrons relate to the ions, is that factor that makes lysine special? You can ask it, Carol. Bring in covalent bonding.
Well, what we do is we look up lysine. It's an essential amino acid. Ion talks a lot about amino acids make protein, and Ion talks a lot about us requiring more and more protein.
Lysine makes? Did you say it makes protein?
Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. So lysine is a building block of protein.
Ask about the charge exchange, electron charge.
What's interesting, actually, is when lysine is methylated, it'll become trimethylysine. And what we have in our real line is several methylated B vitamins. So we've got the methyl going on there to help the trimethylysine situation. I'm just looking for more clues. It gives acetyl-CoA. Acetyl-CoA is part of the Krebs cycle, manufactured by a fermentation process. Now, that's interesting. Our RNA drops are not fermented, but the process that our RNA drops go through from the barley sprouts soaking up water, soaking up the axium water, then they're creating more lysine. Barley is high in lysine. I don't know what else to say.
Well, see if Ion has a statement to make at this point.
Well, Ion has told us a gazillion times of the importance of lysine. Do we
gazillion
have that
and sick. gazillion and six. Sorry, we're not available right now. If you leave your name and number and a brief, a detailed message. Oh, wait. We're going to Leviticus. We're chatting with ourselves right now. We can't play with you on air, so we'll have to play with ourselves.
Yeah, but what about the covalent bonding, the ionic bonding? You may not have commented on that, or is that not involved in relation to lysine?
I'm looking up in my ubiquitous notes about lysine just to remind ourselves. I have a lot of notes on when we're making the RNA drops. Oh, look at this, Bob.
Okay.
Wait. You'll find that the application of supersugar and lysine gives you a gluten-free starch. Remember, Ion told us it was Generation 74 when gluten disappeared, and maybe that's when our lysine levels became high enough to disappear the gluten. Is that true, Ion?
Yes, that we can confirm that position that we declared, yes.
Okay, so we're validating the validation.
What was the first thought in that paragraph that you had?
That the note from, looks like a December 2010 session, was that supersugar, which is in our RNA drops, and lysine gives you a gluten-free starch.
And we hadn't gotten to the 74th generation by then.
No.
And he says then it will be the 74th, or when we finally get there.
74th was something that I came across in February 2015 session today.
That's when we discovered it. That's when the change happened, but there was no indication of that in 2010.
Correct. I guess we just finally asked the question, what you did, I think.
Ta-da. Sing a song of sixpence. Buckets in a row.
Hey.
Yes. You're there.
Did we get kicked off because we were revealing too much?
So back to the lysine. Are there tonalities in lysine ion that are a factor?
Frequencies, not tonalities.
Is there a difference? You've used the term tonalities.
We have. Frequency and tonality is sometimes the difference between the distance. But remember when you have the 1 pi, 2 pi, 3 pi, remember you almost blew your brains out over that one when
yeah.
you were doing Chad, doing triangulation. It's like that.
That's the difference between frequency and tonality.
Basically. The parts when you want
tonality
to hear yourself, that one.
But is tonality a subset of frequencies? What is the ground word? Is there a ground word?
Santa baby.
Yeah, he said Santa's coming, Carol, a few typings back. That's
uh-huh.
referring to me. And then Santa baby?
That's a song.
Oh.
Okay, frequency is the number of occurrences.
Ho, ho, ho.
Repeating event. Frequency is the number of occurrences of a repeating event per unit time. And then tonality is a musical system in which pitches or chords are arranged so as to induce a hierarchy of perceived relations, stabilities, and attractions.
So it's a dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions. Frequencies would be proportions, and dynamic symmetry would be the tonalities.
Very nice.
Hey, can you handle that, Ion? Is that an acceptable statement?
It's all right with us. Joe Chicken, we just
okay.
kind of fuck it.
Okay, so we'll leave off our mention of lysine and gluten and all that. I guess we weren't supposed to say that and go back to our questions.
Don't tell Jean whatever you do. Don't tell Jean.
She'll have it all typed out, I know. It's great.
It's very great.
And then, so the Mitzvah is not involved with ascension. I think Bob threw that in. Is the Mitzvah involved with ascension, Ion?
The meat sack has nothing to do with it.
So there.
Well, when you say well, the meat sack is eternal, you often say the physical is eternal. Does that include meat sack, or does meat sack refer to a degraded, vulgarized 3D image of our physical?
It's what you'd get if you had a 3D printer.
The meat sack is what you get.
Like with the Eternals.
But see, we're talking about the meat sack versus the physical, and you say it's like you what you get when you do the 3D. Are you referring to the physical or the meat sack?
Oh, the meat sack would be like a 3D version, a printer version, a copy, a clone, as it were. That would be
that's got a lot of, yeah, that's got a lot of more social mortar description imagery in it. That's not the true physical, the complete physical.
It's not much of a cliche archetype, however droll.
Is physical a cliche archetype?
Oh, Thompson is a cliche archetype.
What is physical in relation to that? What's another word or words?
Croker.
You would juxtapose croaker to cliche archetype?
And William Irwin Thompson.
But is that a ratio?
It's a perspective.
Well, do you know, can you say what Croker's quadrant represents? Perspective-wise?
Death and destruction.
Okay. All right. And what is Thompson, then?
Purgatory.
Yeah, Thompson talks about the die-off, the mass die-off. Croker says the mass die-off has already happened.
Dude, one's already dead and one's in the middle ground. Very good, Bob.
Yeah.
You've actually looked at your damn chart. We're so excited, y'all.
Yes, yes.
He's actually taking himself seriously. No good can come of this.
What is McLuhan in relation to the dead and the not-so-dead?
He's dead.
Okay, well, what about LaRouche?
He's afraid of heaven. Because for him, the queen represents the hierarchy, the evolved one, the perfect one.
Yeah.
And he's afraid that the queen's going to put something in his bum.
So he thinks he's not dead yet. He's worried about dying.
He's looking for a key to
queen.
Claim the body.
Yeah, that's like the chemical body, Carolyn, is LaRouche quadrant. And then McLuhan is the dead chemical body. And then Thompson is the dead is the species in purgatory, and Croker says there is no human species left, no chemical body species.
Can I move on?
And then what would the Dobbs quadrant be in relation to all those?
Heaven.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Did you ask the question, then, what is involved with the physical as eternal?
He says the Eternals. I think he's quoting Doctor Who or something. When you say the Eternals, isn't that a TV show term, Ion?
Yeah.
So we're moving topics to the next question. And we say we don't even need the heart when we're ascended and communicating with tonalities. Is that true, Ion?
Do we need the hypothalamus, though?
No, you go next to pericardium.
Okay.
Do we need the pericardium?
That's right. You'll use it, yes.
But see, when we're ascended, we'll just use everything, but we don't need anything. Is that the idea?
Right. And if you cut something out, it'll just come back. See, that's what's happening with people's teeth. Their teeth are already starting when it's eating the metals out of the bodies. All their implants and all their stuff is starting to transfer those over. So it's almost like a chelation process. You invented chelation so you could accept ascension.
You get that, Bob?
No, the metals in the teeth are affected by the RNA drops. Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, but he preceded that with when you lose something, it'll come right back. And then he mentioned about teeth implants. We have an INET who was asking about that, and he says it's chelated out, but then it should be being replaced.
By metal?
No, by tissue, by bone, by body.
By teeth.
Yes, by teeth. You did the heart and the pericardium. Is the hypothalamus next? In what process are we talking about, Carolyn? Ascension?
Yeah, but you keep on after that, Bob. You got to know that if you're ascended, none of that matters. You use them or not use them.
Is that true? The hypothalamus is not significant, Ion? If you're ascended?
Not specifically. Well, it is, but you won't care. Ta-da.
There's no ta-da there. There was no fucking ta-da there.
Okay, are we continuing? Question again from May 16th. Is it to emotions and therefore inner kingdom, Ion?
Middle kingdom.
You did say that, and we just wanted to clarify. Okay.
What have we learned?
Being that the heart is related to emotions, isn't it inner kingdom? And Ion said, no, it's still middle kingdom, like he told us last time.
So the heart is not involved with emotions, Ion?
No.
Well, that's interesting, because Ion, the inner kingdom is emotions. No heart there.
And the heart is middle kingdom, and that means it's not emotions. Okay. And then next question. When you were talking about taking the heart out, what the Aztecs did that, Bob?
Yes.
And to see if it was the stay beating and ascend it. First, you mentioned the name Lynn Androva. That didn't come up as anything, but I wondered if you meant Lynn Andrews, the self-styled shaman shapeshifter?
No.
And who is Lynn Androva?
Got to look a little further.
Okay, I will, and I won't take the time to do it right now. Next question.
That's okay.
You talked about a book, Pumpkin Seed Point, by Frank Waters. According to his work, is Frank Waters mistaking emotion for tribal ritual and wisdom?
Kinda. How do you like a kinda answer? Does that work for you?
That's fine. I think what we're getting from you is you'll make a correspondence with some author book or some sort of current cultural aspect that just broadens the scope. What would you say, Bob?
Nothing.
Yeah, Bob's got nothing. I got nothing, said Bob.
Yeah. Okay, sports fans, boys and girls, you won't have that often. Bob, dead air. It's great.
I got nothing, says Bob. Now, on some notes from before, I don't have much in my thousands of pages of notes on hypothalamus, surprisingly. I think Ginny mentioned there was a lot on hypothalamus on her Wednesday show this week, so it must have been in Revelations and Revelation Rewrite. But I have that the hypothalamus has the job of regulating your comfort to warm you up or cool you down. And then you said you can't get it straight.
Your temperature.
The way you're talking then, it's like the temperature of everything that the body relates to, not just warmth or cold, correct?
Correct.
All things, the temperature of all things. In another cultural reference, you mentioned Jacob's Room, the book by Virginia Woolf. Now, you know, Bob and I, looking at that, we see that Jacob doesn't really exist only through the eyes of others as his character expressed. And we want to know, how does this relate to what we were talking about? And what we were talking about was literacy and the role of the pericardium, actually. Why did you mention Jacob in this context?
It applies.
Because he doesn't exist. He's just a projection of all the characters in the novel.
So are all these little things that Kill a Mockingbird refers to the same reason Christian Grey has just fucked hair?
Just fucked hair.
Yeah, messed up.
Christian Grey.
Disheveled. Disheveled.
Krishnamurti, remember his beautiful hair?
Is that what you just said, Krishnamurti?
Yeah.
No, Christian Grey, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's a book.
It's a fuck book. Everybody knows that book. Yeah, we don't want to go there with his, with
and you're saying
Steele,
his hair's messed up.
Steele. That's what they say through the whole book. She's making fun of his. He always says his copper-colored, just-fucked hair. It's never combed or straight or together.
And that's a Jacob character? Christian Grey is a Jacob character created by others?
No. The imitation version of the imitation thing you're trying to figure out.
Okay, next question, Carol.
Right, because we're all trying to differentiate between the heart and the pericardium. Is one the same as the other? And I guess what we see, and I said it on the 16th, that pericardium sets the heart apart. Next question. In the devolution to little man, does the hypothalamus come before the heart?
It would.
We talked about the heart is just hanging in a sack, and it's a pericardium that's attached to the body. But, I mean, the heart is attached to the blood vessels going into the body and into the heart. Does that change your opinion of calling it just a sack?
Okay, we like a poke. You know, like you put a pig in a poke, we like a poke better than a sack.
Well, Carol was asking about that phrase yesterday.
Pig in a poke, yeah.
Imagine that.
She didn't accept my definition.
So that's okay. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And just to let people know that the heart isn't just floating like a marble in a jelly sack. It is attached to blood vessels, but the heart itself as a structure has no attachment to the body. But then what the pericardium does, the fibroserous pericardium, it's not just attached to that 1.5 millimeter root that you talked about. They say it's attached to the sternum by sternopericardial ligaments. It adheres to the mediastinal pleura, which is the lung. And it's bound to the central tendon of the diaphragm. So anyway, I think what I'm doing is just kind of correcting for the scientists among us who will just say, well, Ian didn't get that right either. But you know all this.
No, come on. Stick with the questions.
There is no question. It's just a clarification.
What's been clarified?
Ion, is it true there are three sites that connect the pericardium to the body and not just the one?
There are four.
Are they known by regular chemistry or anatomy? Are they included, all four?
They would be in all four, but don't bring anatomy into it because that'll just mess you up. It applies, but you don't want to.
Oh, I thought we were talking anatomy in this evolution.
Well, you can, but no. Then you can end it with an abortion if you're going to do that.
So we're talking about other functions of the organs, of the fibroserous.
Application of functions. That's
from what perspective? From perspective of non-physical, or perspective of
ascension.
Of ascension, of not being complete. Isn't that the perspective of ascension, assuming one is not complete?
Of being complete.
So we're looking at the functions of the organs within the complete being.
Okay, then we started talking about the thorax as the box. And I guess I just didn't understand what you meant by referencing the thorax as being more important than the heart. Is that because the thorax is more about the heart chakra?
Yes.
The chakras come into this interplay between the ascended use of the organs and the little man. I've heard you not put much stock in the chakras, Ion.
We don't, because they're from the little places.
The little man places. And we're talking from the ascended level, anatomy on the ascended level, which is not anatomous. It's not anatomous, but we started with anatomy.
Right. That's good.
Okay.
We like that. We like that. We like that a lot.
Last week we got to the point of the dancing tonalities, which is the ground prefiguring before what we see, before the organs. Is that an ascended state, the dance of the tonalities, or is that still a little man?
I thought you said you weren't talking about anatomy.
I'm not. I'm talking about the tonalities.
Why are you talking about he had a big organ then?
I didn't say that.
Prefiguring the organs.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Forget that. Cancel. joke not funny. Let it be noted in the record that it was not funny.
That was not. Hey, we didn't say cheating or nothing, so it's okay.
Yeah, you're reaching.
Yeah, too clever by half isn't clever at all, is it?
No. But taking this idea of the tonalities as our ground, is that the ascended being, or is that the first stage of descension, to engage in tonalities?
It's the 12 thoracic vertebrae and the dorsal parts of the 12 ribs.
Ah, you get that, Carol? Tonalities in the spinal cord?
Oh, I see.
That's in the spinal cord? Is that the way to say it?
No, it's the thoracic vertebrae.
Oh,
so
in front.
So what we're talking about here is we could go right to the fossa la and how it reverberates in your heart chakra around your ribs and bones. You know how when you really feel that music.
Bone conduction, as Zappa called
it.
Yeah. Bone
right,
conduction.
Ion?
Dude.
Wow. Mm.
Zappa wrote about that on June 28, 1968 in Life magazine, Carolyn, explaining the appeal of hard rock music to the little teenagers.
Well, hard rock music can give you heart palpitations, but not so much the fossa.
Or at least a little tachycardia.
That's cool. That makes sense now about the thorax box and the importance of it and how the tonality affects it. Because last week we were acting like the box had some sort of electromagnetism.
Now what does it have?
Tonality.
And what is the box?
The thorax, the vertebrae and ribs surrounding the heart.
So it's important because it conducts the vibrations as bone.
It conducts. It
picks up.
Picks up. It's triggered by, what is it exactly that's being done to tonalities on the thorax, Ion?
It's in Zimbox.
We're going to have a music.
That was fun.
Well, we haven't finished. That is fun.
This is fun.
Well, you're going at a nice, leisurely pace.
Yeah. Every time I think it's
going very
fast.
Good.
Now the holy of heaven, call me to mansions bright out across the sea, where my Lord once weighed and crowns are given the healed, the poor. Hallelujah, are calling me. Sing for me, angel. I see loved ones light over yonder.
Thanks,
all the tears are gone, thank God, and the hearts are free. But from his throne, King Jesus beckons, and the hills of my home are calling me. This house of flesh is but a prison, bars of bones hold my soul.
But say, darling, but these doors of clay, they're gonna burst wide open
when
the angels say,
my spirit,
our spirit's free.
Gonna take my flight.
Or that song is the thorax? That's a good question. Is the tonality the structure?
This house of flesh is but a prison, bars of bones. Bars of bones, oh my soul, is the thorax.
Bars of bone. He's
okay.
Saying thorax, Carol. He wrote thorax.
That's what it is.
Thorax. What about thoracic?
Same.
Oh, it's the same thing.
You know how Ion sometimes gets it a bit weird. But listen to this.
Okay. Sometimes
he's laughing at you.
I know. I got it in there, though. I got it in there. The house of flesh is but a prison. So, yeah, our flesh is a prison. We descended. We have to protect our heart, and part of the protection is the bones. And then in order to wake up the heart, we use music to try to open it up. Right, Ion? I got that right, didn't I?
Do.
And what did you say, Carol? We use music to open the thorax?
Yes.
Is the thorax a resonance box, Ion?
Is he there?
Let me check.
Yes, he's there. He's there.
What's wrong with those questions? Why can't you answer them? You got standards?
So the first question was, is the tuning fork of chromosome 14 a sword?
No.
Is the thorax a resonance box?
Can be.
That's what I would have said. We can answer these things. Question. Bob wanted to know if the Kroger quadrant is actually tactility squared.
No, but the cubed root of tactility is still fucked.
That's what the Kroger quadrant says.
Dude, in the tiny note.
In the tiny note, yeah.
Victoria the Second.
Victoria the Second. Well, he lives in Victoria, right, Bob?
Yes, he lives in Victoria, British Columbia. So Victoria the Second, that's the Kaiser's wife? Who's Victoria the Second?
Well, you should probably look it up.
I'll look it up.
Coker and Victoria II.
Queen Victoria was the daughter of Prince Edward, Duke of Kent and Strathearn, who was the fourth son of King George III. So Victoria, Queen of the UK, of Great Britain and Ireland from 20 June 1837 until her death.
That's Victoria the First. That's the Great Victoria.
Ooh.
So who's Queen Victoria? Is that someone who comes, or a Victoria that comes after Queen Victoria of the 19th century? Is that so what you're referring to, Ian? A different Victoria?
Victoria the Second.
That's later.
It's Victoria the Second is a grand strategy war game.
No.
No. I don't know Victoria the Second. I mean, keep looking. Oh, that's our present queen?
The queen mother?
Yeah, oh. Queen Mum.
The queen mum.
She was a land girl.
That's how we know her. I see Queen Elizabeth II is the daughter of Queen Victoria. Okay, what about her?
That's the answer to the question.
It was about Croker, Bob.
About Tactility Square.
No. You were talking about the connection. You were trying to put it together. You were trying to see how it applied from a little man's standpoint into a royalty or HRH status that was actually ascended. And the answer to that one would be Victoria the Second. And Duke Ellington.
What's that, Carol? Something about Tactility Square and Ascension?
No, I'm moving on.
No, what was it you just saying?
He said you were trying to see how it applied into royalty status, so I've long forgotten what it was.
The question regarding applying the anatomy of the meat sack body from the little man up to the descended one down, or from the little one down to the ascended one up, which is where Croker messed it all up and where Christian Murdy tried to blow his brains out.
Okay, so that's more on the, what do you call this topic?
And
on the sequence.
Victoria II on the land to Duke Ellington.
Right, on the sequence of quadrants. And the heart.
Unknown. Quadrants unknown.
Secret quadrants and the heart. Heart.
If you're going to take notes, you might as well take meaningful ones.
I'm deciding what you're saying. So what's our next question, Carol?
The next question is the chest responding or the heart when the chest is triggered?
By what? What's it triggered by? You mean that's the vibration, that's the bone conduction?
Yeah, I put in when the chest is triggered based on our new tonality information. But, you know, the question had come from us talking about the heart, what a lot of heart descriptions happen in the hypothalamus, and Ian agreed that the heart responds to instructions from the hypothalamus. It doesn't initiate, but it responds. And then somehow we came up with the question, is the chest responding or the heart, Ion?
The heart is responding.
Does the heart sit there like an emperor? Just puts on everybody?
Like a vat of pickles.
The heart is iconic. It's static. The heart is irrelevant. Is the heart irrelevant to this descriptions we're working out?
Regardless.
Regardless if we're going towards little man or towards ascension. Why do humans make a big deal out of the heart, Ion? Why do little men?
They think it is the key to all of their love.
And what is the key to all their love if it's not the heart?
The hypothalamus.
Does the living water affect the hypothalamus?
It will.
Does the, what's our other product, Carol?
We have products, Bob. Are there products?
Does the bread of life affect the hypothalamus?
It will.
If you consume it?
It will.
You don't consume it, it consumes you.
Do the RNA drops consume the hypothalamus?
What, consume?
Yes.
He said yes, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Hypothalamus.
But of course.
And our products. I'll put that in even though he don't like it. And our products at 4:33.
Products. Their product? Their product? You're going to cause a very bad song.
Hypothalamus and our products, 4:33.
Products? There are products?
No.
And we have no response to that. So the bread of life consumes the hypothalamus. Is that because the hypothalamus is no longer necessary?
Well, it'll change it into something necessary.
A lot of people make a big deal out of the pituitary gland. In the Wikipedia, they talk about the hypothalamus and the pituitary. Is the pituitary a case of misplaced concreteness, saying that it's important in relation to the hypothalamus, Ion? Or is it damn well important?
Not important. Not important in regards to the hypothalamus. You can take a butcher knife and cut it out, and it'll be all right.
Okay, how about the pineal gland?
It's pineal.
Yeah, how's the pineal gland? Is that important in these processes we're describing?
You can use that. Dr. Dean likes that part.
Now, is the pineal gland becoming calcified, Ion?
We don't like that word, but yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like that word, John, what is it then? Not being calcified.
It's just building
it's
up
sugar.
Crap. Sugar.
It's sugar.
Are all these toxic, weird things that are happening to the body just happening because we no longer even require these organs anyway?
They're going to change how it applies, but it's okay.
So is more and more people, when they go to the doctors aren't going to understand those who are on the living water and the bread. They're not going
to
understand
the body
process.
Who can go to the doctor anymore? Nobody can go to the doctor anymore.
Oh, okay, good. So we don't have to worry about that. Yeah, don't go to the doctor and you're not if you think you're still going to the doctor.
No, try to go to the doctor and get an appointment. You can't do it.
Why not?
They're too busy killing
Try it. They're too busy. It won't take your insurance, so they can't see you.
Yeah, the insurance is coming out. But Bob, remember back to where I gave that 7/26/2014 quote that all you're trying to do with the RNA drop is completely change the body so they can accept the new chemical responses. The body's responding to lead, paint, bad water, poison, the bias that the body's created. So to soften this up, you're shifting and changing the body so it stands the new world as God. So there, that's what's happening.
So the anatomy, you won't be able to use your medical knowledge that you studied for years will not apply to figuring out the effectiveness of this.
Well, it serves me in good stead because I know what's wrong, like,
there's nothing wrong.
Knowing the enemy, knowing what's
wrong.
No,
there's
working.
No enemy. You're in a lot of negativity there. It's not useful.
Yeah.
You have to adapt to a new situation, which is going to, are we going to have different, we're going to have different organs, or just the insides of the organs will be different, Ion? The cellular level of the organs.
The cellular level will change, too.
All right, next question.
Well, the next interesting point was, remember we were talking about the three parts of the autonomic nervous system, and I couldn't really remember the third part. I couldn't really find it in old notes. But then when I just read definitions it's said that relatively recently a third subsystem of neurons that has been named non-adrenergic, non-cholinergic neurons, and adrenergic, cholinergic are sympathetic and parasympathetic, and they're called non-non because they use nitric oxide as a neurotransmitter, and magnesium is very important in nitric oxide. So this third subsystem has been described, found to be integral in autonomic function, in particular in the gut and the lungs. So I thought that was pretty cool. Now, what's the question? Is there a question that we have there about that? Ion, when they talk about this third autonomic nervous system in the gut and the lungs, is that also affecting the heart?
It changes the heart.
Well, is it always changing the heart, or something happened to the system that changed the heart?
The system's changing, which is changing your way you see the heart.
Is this happening through a person's life every day?
Except on Tuesday.
Or are you talking about the effect of RNA drops or living water?
Or the lack of magnesium?
The answer is yes.
To all of those.
So the autonomic system affects the heart.
Well, it does, the sympathetic and parasympathetic too, but also this third one does too.
Have you got the third one defined?
Uh-huh, I just defined it. It uses nitric oxide as a neurotransmitter, and it affects the gut and the lungs, and I asked about the heart, and it also affects the heart.
And that's the autonomic system that comes before the hypothalamus in the making of a body, a 3D printed body.
See, what you're often saying, Bob, about this succession of things is from a fetus to an adult. And then you're also talking about little man, and then you're also talking about descendant. So you've got three things going there. Right, Ion?
At least.
Well, what are you concentrating on, Ion? All three?
Ascended.
Tuesday at 2:32 a.m.
2:32 a.m. No such time. 2:30 at 2 a.m. You mean going backwards?
2:32 a.m.
Should we waste our time asking him what his blunder meant?
No.
No.
Yes, that's what we were thinking about. We were pondering on Tuesday at 2:32 a.m.
Oh, 2:32 a.m. Oh, okay.
Ion, there was a cute statement you or word you said when I asked about lock and key to differentiate from the cells being turned on by frequency, and you said, that's interesting. And you've never said that's interesting before, said it in such an interested way. Why did you speculatively say interesting?
You had broken or crossed a threshold bar into the new asking place that takes you to that place that you can't talk about on the air.
Okay, point taken.
I would say that, oh, he wasn't going to say it on the air, but it's also...
It's something for me to pick up on.
Right, but you go, interesting, Ion, is that subject to changes? So if you give an answer, it doesn't apply to later conditions? Is that why you would go, interesting?
No, just something for me to remember to ask about later, and now he's saying do it in private.
Who are we trying to protect, Ion?
I got a gun. They call it Escobar.
Are you saying people sitting here ready to patent this stuff? That's why you're censoring what we say?
They've long since done that, Bob. I mean, for Pete's sake, when you have to buy your trademark from your listeners on products you hadn't even made yet, that's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah.
Beef on a fork got burnt, cooked extra hot. Mm-mm.
Okay, next question. Is chromosome 14 the interface between the tonalities and the cell?
We don't like the words.
Didn't we hear earlier that chromosome 14 had nothing to do with anything?
No, go back to the words. We don't like the way the words are connected.
Yeah, don't use the word interface.
You won't like
interface,
it.
Yeah. Let's get rid of that.
Because you're not going to like it. Because then you had to go to Crucial Conflict.
Crucial Conflict? Is that a book by Virginia Woolf? H.G. Wells?
No.
Okay, to try the question again without interface.
Is the tuning fork of chromosome 14 vibrated by tonalities?
Yes.